Lyrics of Lowly Life by Paul Laurence Dunbar. The Rising of the Storm. The lake's dark breast is all unrest. It heaves with a sob and a sigh like a tremulous bird from its slumber stirred. The moon is atilt in the sky. From the silent deep the waters sweep, but faint on the cold white stones, and the wavelets fly with a plaintive cry. All the old earth's bare bleak bones, and the spray upsprings on its ghost-white wings, and tosses a kiss at the stars. While a water sprite in sea pearls dight hums a sea hymn's solemn bars far out in the night, on the wavering sight I see a dark hall loom, and its light on high, like a cyclops' eye, shines out through the mist and gloom. Now the winds well up from the earth's deep cup and fall on the sea and shore, and against the pier the waters rear and break with a sullen roar. Up comes the gale, and the mist-wrought veil gives way to the lightning's glare, and the cloud drifts fall a somber pall o'er water, earth, and air. The storm king flies, his whip he plies, and bellows down the wind. The lightning rash with blinding flash comes pricking on behind. Rise, waters, rise, and taunt the skies with your swift flitting form. Sweep, wild winds sweep, and tear the deep to atoms in the storm. And the waters leapt, and the wild winds swept, and blew out the moon in the sky, and I laughed with glee. It was joy to me as the storm went raging by. The End of The Rising of the Storm, a poem by Paul Laurence Dunbar. Read by Rick Kirshner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.